AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money
2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. My challenge question tonight is, what are the keys that you consider to be essential for your professional career in business? I want to thank, first of all, our listeners. Thank you for tuning in and for those that emailed me last week for the starting a business checklist and the grant writing checklist. I was glad to get that to you and more of that to come. Also, I want to thank our show sponsor, Fix My Score. Get your credit report reviewed for as low as $25. www.fixmyscore.org or call at 888-977-1222. They are a great bunch of folks to work with. But here's the question. What are the keys that you consider essential to move forward in your profession, to move forward in business? I am a huge proponent of keys. I like keys. I got a set of keys for my birthday this year at my surprise birthday party. Very cool stuff. And each key had a word on it, and I mentioned it before on the show. And tonight, there's two specific keys that I want to talk about. And the great thing about keys are that they unlock and they lock things. They unlock opportunities or they lock opportunities. And in my life, I apply these keys to three specific areas of my life. I feel like the sum total of my life is based on how I make decisions, is based on what my past looks like. And if I'm not happy with where I'm at currently, I take a look at what my life or what were the decisions that I made and how did I determine certain things. And those three areas is my personal life as an individual, as a woman, and then as a family woman and a mother, and then as a professional woman and career woman, business owner. But the two keys I think that are essential for every professional, for every business owner to go from one place to another successfully is money and time. And how you invest your money and your time is going to determine what your future will look like. And so I have this conversation with my son from time to time. In fact, getting here tonight was an interesting ordeal. I don't even know what to call it. You know, Vanessa, I don't even know what to call it. It was just madness. And so my producer is calling me and says, hey, are you still doing your show tonight? But my son had such a profound question tonight. It's really difficult when your kids have something that they want to talk to you about. And I told him, I said, there's two things that's important. I said, I'm going to talk about it on the show tonight. It's how you invest your money and how you invest your time. And so investing your time in choosing to not allow the wrong things to get you choosing the wrong things. If you don't have a real healthy understanding of how you want to invest your money, then you'll spend it on anything. If you don't understand that there's a value on your time, then you'll give it to anyone. And so I'm very, very particular on how I choose to deal with those things. I'm very, very careful on how I allow certain things to parachute into my day. And so I avoid situations that waste my time and money. And I look for ways to spend my time and my money in an efficient and effective way. And the reason I'm talking to you about this is for a couple of things that I am really, really, I believe that there are so many potential entrepreneurs out there that are kind of sitting in the sidelines, not doing anything, waiting to see what's going to happen in the economy. And there's some things that you could really get going, that you can start moving without really spending a lot of money, but you will invest in something. Oftentimes I hear, you know, business, it's a huge risk, and we get it. It is a huge risk. Stepping out in business is courage, it's risk. But we don't hear a lot about the sacrifice that it takes to do or to run a business. It means that you're not going to always be able to spend time with your family. You're going to have to take time and invest in maybe in seminars, maybe in software, maybe in rent, maybe in advertising. It's, you're going to have to make decisions. And so one of the questions that I get in my seminars, and those, sometimes people come to the seminars who just have an idea. They don't really know what they want to do or how to get started. And so they'll ask, what's the first thing? What should I do? What, how can I get going? And so one of the things that I would recommend is, if you are at least to the place where you have a name for your company, or there's something that you want to do, you believe that you have a solid idea or product that is in that place where, you know, you think maybe there's a service, maybe you're a bookkeeper, and you know, I want to make a little extra money on the side. How do I get started? And one of the first things that I could recommend that you do is get a fictitious business name. And getting a fictitious business name, you can do that at any county office in any city, state. Everyone has a county clerk's office that you can go and get a fictitious business name. They're relatively inexpensive. In fact, here in Silicon Valley and Santa Clara, it's about $38. Down in LA, it's about $26. So it's really, really inexpensive. But I say that in the state of California, that fictitious business name statement has a 5-year lifespan. And so it at least gives you time to think about how you want to develop your business, how you want to put the pieces together. How do I put together a business plan? Or how do I take the next steps? When do I get a business license? These are all important questions. And they're things that you have to invest in. You have to invest in time and money. And talk to people who are for you. Make sure you're having conversations with individuals that are for your success. And Business on the Edge and what we're doing, we are for your success. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking about mindsets and keys that how do you spend your time and money. And so if you think that investing versus a bill in starting a business, then you probably won't start the business because you have the wrong mindset on how to look at that. It's an investment. And when you can appreciate an investment, you choose to move forward with that decision rather than, oh gosh, it's another bill, I can't afford it. And so those are the wrong perspectives. What you want is a healthy perspective on how you make decisions so you can move forward. You know, we hear this buzz around some of the commentaries and whether or not we're going to end up in another recession. And I believe that if you do something, you don't have to end up in another recession. You can do things, you can start a business that would allow you to avert recession in your own world or recession in your own home, or you begin to do things that allow you to create income. You can create income. You don't have to wait till someone gives you another job to create income. You know, on the way here, driving like 90 miles an hour. That's crazy. I have to pass Solyndra. And, you know, Solyndra is in, you know, if you've been watching the news, they're in trouble for their practices and what they've done with their $535 million of grant funding. And when the story first broke, it was like driving past and I would go, wow, they're in trouble. Wow, they're really in trouble. You could see the FBI cars and all of that. So I had like a front row seat. But the other side of that is, driving past it today, I really felt bad for everyone that lost their jobs. There are more people out of work because of their decisions on money. You have all of these people, when you would ride past and you would see the parking lot full with employee cars, now you have people out of work. And so what do? Some of them will probably go on and get work, hopefully sooner than later. But some are going to have a hard time. And some of them probably should be business owners and say, hey, I have something that I can give back. I have a product or I have a service that I think I can contribute to doing commerce or creating a new way of providing a service. And so, if you're just tuning in, we're just kind of talking about time, money. You're listening to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW. And by the way, if you want a I put together this last week a startup business tool pack. If you want that, I will send it to you. Just email me at businessontheedge@coolrein.com. That's K with K, OOLREIGN.com. And number two, going on with some of the things that you can think about that you can invest in with regards to your money. It's an investment. Again, start your business. Don't wait on the sidelines. There's plenty of help in your cities. You have different organizations. San Jose is great in terms of the resources. If you go to your city website and click on business, you will find at any city site information on starting a business in that area. And so cities want you to be productive. They want you to start businesses. They want to generate income in their community, and you can be one of those that can bring change in your community. I'm one of those that I just think that risk, that's part of par for the course, but we can do something special. How I handle time and money determines my decision on how I move forward, but I do not waste my time on waiting. I do not do nothing. If you're not ready to get a business license, again, with a business license, you would have to go to the city hall, and those fees are different. But if you're not ready, there's things that you can do just sitting at home on your computer. You can start thinking about your mission statement. You can start thinking about products and services, startup costs, SWOT analysis, cost analysis, strategic planning. You know, who do you want to work for you? There is a way to be successful, and there's a smart way of doing it. And in order to do that, you're gonna have to invest time, and you're gonna have to invest money, but there's a way to do it without having without it costing you everything. You know, new business owners are cutting startup costs and saving $2,000 to $9,000. How are they doing it? Again, if you want Startup Tool Pack, email me at businessontheedge@coolrein.com. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Friday nights, the Bay Area's business leader.
Money 2.0. Business on the Edge host Margaret Jackson and owner of Cool Rein Productions is offering affordable business workshops, a low dollar cost with high dollar impact. On the Edge workshops include business planning, social networking, grant writing, advertising using multimedia production, branding strategies, upscale websites on a shoestring budget, and so much more. Email On the Edge Workshop at businessontheedge@coolrein.com and receive a free business analysis. Use the code words On the Edge on 1220.
Hi, my name is Connie and I'm from San Jose. Going to Margaret's workshop, she laid out everything step by step, and once you just step in and take the first step, you know, everything just seems a lot easier, a lot more organized.
Don't delay. Seating is limited. Email Margaret Jackson today at businessontheedge@coolrein.com. That's KOOLREIGN.com. On the Edge Workshops, building today's American dream.
AM 1220 KDOW Traffic.
Here's your Bay Area traffic update. We're brought to you this time by Garmin. Heading out to Oakland, a bunch of slow traffic. Northbound 13 at Broadway Terrace, a wreck there, moved to the shoulder. East 580 delays out of the maze towards Edwards, and south 880 from 980 in pockets towards 98th Avenue. It's an overturned vehicle in Livermore, west 580 at Portola. That's got the two right lanes taken away. And 237 Sunnyvale is trying to recover. Eastbound at Lawrence Expressway, a crash there has been moved to the shoulder. Traffic backed up to Matilda. That's likely affecting the North 85 and 101 connectors onto East 237 as well. And southbound 680, some delays at Jacklin, a crash there. More slowing at Landes Avenue. Reimagined, redesigned, ready to move you. Check out the all-new 2012 Garmin Nuvi Personal Navigators at Garmin.com. Garmin, follow the leader. For more traffic information, at SigAlert.com. Michael Green with Bay Area Traffic.
Did you know that upwards of 70% of all credit reports contain false or inaccurate information? 70%! Inaccurate and false information in your credit report will drive down your FICO score, preventing you from qualifying for a low interest rate on your mortgage, that new car, a business loan, even that new position you've been interviewing for. Take charge of your financial stability and erase inaccurate, false, or misleading information from your credit report today by calling Fix My Score. Call Fix My Score. They'll work on your behalf to dispute false and inaccurate information and repair your credit report. Call Fix My Score and get on the road to a brighter financial future. Call 888-977-1222. 888-977-1222. Your FICO score is your financial barometer. Get that FICO score to the highest possible number and stop paying exorbitant interest rates due to false information. Call Fix My Score. 888-977-1222. 888-977-1222.
Did you know that the right window coverings actually pay for themselves? I'm Mark Bergimian, president of Danmer Custom Shutters. Now's the time to make your home a nicer place. Call 888-843-5563. Danmer Shutters will keep your home warmer in the winter, cooler in the summer, and lower your home energy bills up to 35%. That's real money back in your pocket. Best of all, our shutters are absolutely gorgeous. The moment they're installed, you'll instantly increase the value of your home. Lose the tangled blinds. Lose those dusty drapes. Transform your home by discovering the Danmer difference for yourself. It's time to make your home a nicer place. Call 888-843-5563 for a free design consultation. We'll bring the showroom to your home and help you select the shutters that are just right for you and your budget. That's 888-843-5563 or visit danmer.com. Now's the time to make your home a nicer place.
If you're suffering from hair loss, what would it take for you to find out about the newest all-natural breakthrough to restore your thinning hair? How about 1 month free with no commitment, a free consultation, and a $270 laser comb free with select programs? We are so confident you'll get results, we are taking all the risk. Call 800-245-4247. That's 800-245-HAIR or go to iwantmyhair.com.
Right now, someone could be searching for you. Find out at MyLife, the internet's leading people search site. The only place where you can see if someone is searching for you right now, for free. Just go to seemysearches.com and type in your name. At seemysearches.com, there are millions of unclaimed messages. You can see if someone is searching for you. Hey, could be past loves, colleagues, old school friends. Go to seemysearches.com right now and see if someone is searching for you, for free. Seemysearches.com. Who's searching for you?
Thanks for listening to Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. And we start with the first segment in regards to talking about keys. And I talk about those keys because there's, for me, keys represent a mindset or how you think about a thing. And so if you have a healthy mindset when you think about a subject or topic or developing the foundation or groundwork to build a business of ideas or products, services, a fortified business plan really helps you put things in perspective to get your business and going in the right direction. It's important, but it takes time and it takes money and it's an investment. It's not a cost. It's not a bill. It is an investment in your future. And if you can have a healthy outlook on that, then you have the opportunity to become productive and successful in that area. My goal on Business on the Edge is to introduce you to tools, introduce you to opportunities that are out there, that are resources that are right at your fingertips, whether they're low cost, no cost, high cost. It depends on what your need is. I'm trying to get that information into your hands. And I have on the line my guest here. One of my favorite all-time companies is a company that, if there was an Academy Award for a business plan software, if there were, and I reference Academy Award, I can't help it, you know, with production, you just, Academy Award or Golden Globe, if there were an award to give, or for a software, the UK has a UK Software Satisfaction Award. My guest is probably familiar with it, I'm sure. But the number one, in my opinion, business solution for writing a business plan is Palo Alto Software. Started right here in the Bay Area, family business. I'd like to welcome Sabrina Parsons, CEO, on the show tonight.
Hi, Margaret. Can you hear me?
Yes, Sabrina. How are you? You're on air.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I love your show, and I think that this idea of keys and, you know, especially money and time is, I agree with you, so absolutely vital, especially for small businesses, and I think especially the time part, one that a lot of small businesses just don't understand that their time, you know, small business owners, that their time is really worth money.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Sabrina, can you give us a little history of Palo Alto Software? I've actually been using your software for about 2001 or so. And so share a little bit about that. And we have about 2 minutes. So I want people to get to know who you are because your product is absolutely fantastic. And it's not the only one. We're going to talk a little bit about LivePlan in our and going further in the show. But can just tell us a little bit about...
Yeah, absolutely. Palo Alto Software was founded in 1987 in Palo Alto, California, actually founded by my dad, Tim Berry. It was founded to help small business owners with the very difficult task of business planning. My dad, at the time, was consulting with a lot of the big technology companies in the Silicon Valley, helping them do strategic planning and business planning, and realize that if you were a small business owner trying to get your business going, there really just wasn't a lot available for you if you couldn't afford to pay thousands of dollars to a consultant.
Right, right, right. And that actually takes me back to, at the end of my segment, a savings of anywhere from $2,000 to $9,000, and that could even be more than that for a company, a professional company, to write your business plan. But you, Palo Alto Software, has made it affordable. I love your tools. They're robust, easy to traffic through everything. You kind of put things in different little segments and modules and people. What I want to get into your hands is that you have to go check out this site, www.paloalto.com. If you want a software that's going to take the edge and the concern and fear off of writing a business plan, this is a site to go to. Palo Alto Software, www.paloalto.com. You're listening to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, AM 1220, KDOW.
Money 2.0, Business on the Edge host Margaret Jackson and owner of Cool Rain Productions is offering affordable business workshops, a low dollar cost with high dollar impact. On the Edge workshops include business planning, social networking, grant writing, advertising using multimedia production, branding strategies, upscale websites on a shoestring budget, and so much more. Email On the Edge Workshop at businessontheedge@coolrain.com and receive a free business analysis. Use the code words On the Edge on 1220.
Hi, my name is Connie and I'm from San Jose. Going to Margaret's workshop, she laid out everything step by step, and once you just step in and take the first step, you know, everything just seems a lot easier, a lot more organized.
Don't delay. Seating is limited. Email Margaret Jackson today at businessontheedge@coolrain.com. That's KOOLREIGN.com. On the Edge Workshops, building today's American dream.
AM 1220 KDOW Traffic.
Here's your Bay Area traffic update, brought to you this time by Garmin. West 580 in Livermore is stop and go. It's an overturned vehicle at Portola. The two right lanes are taken out, and at last check, traffic was backed up near North First. The metering light's on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. That backup has lengthened. It's out beyond the 880 overcrossing. And expect delays south 101 heading into San Francisco from the Waldo Tunnel onto the span of four northbound lanes, only two southbound lanes now. And hardly strictly bluegrass, that huge free concert going on all weekend at Golden Gate Park. So it's going to be slammed all in that region of the city. And expect delays trying to get into San Francisco all weekend as well. Reimagined, redesigned, ready to move you. Check out the the all-new 2012 Garmin Nuvi personal navigators at Garmin.com. That's Garmin.com. Garmin, follow the leader. For more traffic information, log on to SigAlert.com. Michael Green with Bay Area Traffic.
Tell us your vision, your goals, your expectations, and Cool Rain Productions promises to deliver production excellence that will successfully promote your next event, corporate commercial, company event, viral video, you name it, they can produce it. They work with the best of the best to deliver the end result that you can be proud of and depend upon. Their rates are affordable, competitive, and scalable. If you want to look like a winner, you have to work with winners. Cool Rain's owner is award-winning corporate producer, Margaret Jackson, and she knows how to win.
My name is Ruth with FixMyScore.org. I've used Cool Rain Productions as my media producer for print and broadcast. Cool Rain Productions is professional. They've met all my timelines. They listen and understand what I was trying to achieve with my business. They have great ideas and insights. Take your organization to new heights with Cool Rain Productions.
Call today for a free quote on your next winning project. 408-990-5854. That's 408-990-5854. Or visit KOOLREIGN.com. Join Cool Rain Productions in the winner's circle.
Do you know why so many people have trouble learning new languages? Because they make the mistake of trying to learn it when they should just absorb it. And right now, a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone will show you how. So stop memorizing, stop translating, and please stop doing drill after boring drill, because now you can unlock your hidden language learning potential with the world's fastest, easiest way to learn, Rosetta Stone. We don't want you to take our word for it. We don't even want you to listen to the U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, or NASA, who all believe in our program. We just hope you'll accept our free demo so you can experience the power of Rosetta Stone for yourself. Discover the secret to learning a language faster than you ever imagined. For your free demo, call 1-800-905-4432. Don't try to learn a language, just absorb it. Call 1-800-905-4432. 1-800-905-4432.
I don't think I'm going to be able to generate the kind of income that I need for retirement. And so do I take what little I have, not be so conservative to try to generate the kind of income that would help me, or do I just not retire?
For answers to the tough questions, listen to Invest Talk weekdays 4 to 5 on 1220 Business Radio.
Casey Huesler.
So what we'll be talking about on the show is, how does insurance work? How do I benefit from it? How can I save money with insurance? So that's what we'll be talking about on the show. Life does happen. Accidents do happen. So having the proper coverage in any situation. So we'll be talking about everything.
All new Money 2.0. Weekdays 6 to 7 p.m. on AM 1220 KDOW. This is Money 2.0. on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We have Sabrina Parsons, CEO of the number one business software on the planet, in my opinion. Sabrina, we are back, and I actually have my laptop here in the studio tonight, and I'm looking at Business Plan Pro Premier, and I'm looking at the different modules. It looks like there's 12 different areas of ways that really little bite sizes of modules to help you put your plan together in a smart, orderly fashion without feeling overwhelmed.
Absolutely, and that's what we really set out to do. We know that most people who start a small business, they do it because they have a passion for what they're doing,
sure.
Not necessarily because they have a business background. And so when it comes to getting that business plan together, which is really going to be your key to figuring out how much you can sell, how much it's going to cost you,
and
how much money you might need to get started, people are very fearful. You know, they say, I'm not good with numbers, I'm not good with the strategy stuff, but, you know, I love flowers and my flower shop is going to be, you know, fabulous. So Business Plan Pro was really created to really take you and break that down and let you go step by step with help all along the way. Because at the end of the day, while the business plan, the big document with all the numbers, sounds very intimidating, once a business owner gets in there, they actually start to realize, oh my gosh, I know this because I know my business and I know what I want it to do. I just needed that hand-holding and that support and that structure, and that's what we're trying to do with Business Plan Pro.
And that's a good word, is structure. It is very structured. In fact, Business Plan Pro also has over 500 sample plans. Now, I wouldn't recommend you just use that and convert it to your own business, because it doesn't work like that. But it does give you a way of seeing what someone else has done and how plans work. And it gives you, it's to generate thought. It's to get you to critical think a little bit. And now, Sabrina, you guys have launched something. You're getting ready to launch something new, the Live Plan. I got to play around with it a little bit today online, and I think it's fantastic because it is again, just a user-friendly way to get started. Even if someone is intimidated by Business Plan Pro, you can go to Live Plan, and it is definitely... My assistant looked at it and says, hey, I could do that. And I, you know, we laughed. I said, I know anyone could use Live Plan and really just get in the ballpark of what they want to do. It's not intimidating at all.
Oh, well, thank you, Margaret. Yeah, I mean, Live Plan, it's available. It's a very new product. And what we did is work very, very hard to put something online. It is a product that's online and in the cloud, but we wanted it to be very simple for people to use, easy to navigate online, and really, again, help that person get the core of what they need with their business plan. And that's really to understand, you know, what they're selling, how they're going to sell it, to whom they're going to sell it to, and how much money am I going to make, and what is it going to cost me? And, you know, really those are the very basics. And I would say Live Plan, Business Plan Pro Premier can do so much, and it might even intimidate someone. If you think you might be intimidated, Live Plan is definitely the product for you. We've made sure that not only is it simple and easy to use, but because it's online, unlike our Business Plan Pro product, which is Windows only, anyone can use it. So all you Mac people now have a business planning product that you can use.
Fantastic.
And it's also, we've spent a lot of time, and it took us maybe a little bit more time. People have been talking about cloud and SaaS and, you know, products in the cloud for a while. We wanted to make sure that it was easy to do your numbers online.
Sure, absolutely.
Which is not always there. And we wanted to make sure that it was very secure, so somebody knows that if they put their business plan up there, it's as secure as banking online.
Fantastic. I'm telling you, Live Plan is absolutely fantastic. Also, Palo Alto Software is giving our listeners a special offer, liveplan.com service of 30 days free, and use the code KDOW11, and you'll have an opportunity to take it for a test drive. And we really want you to do that. We want to see if there's any buggy things out there, anything that you can tell them and give them feedback. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Just along. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge host Margaret Jackson and owner of Cool Rain Productions is offering affordable business workshops, a low dollar cost with high dollar impact. On the Edge workshops include business planning, social networking, grant writing, advertising using multimedia production, branding strategies, upscale websites on a shoestring budget, and so much more. Email On the Edge Workshop at businessontheedge@coolrain.com and receive a free business analysis. Use the code words On the Edge on 1220.
Hi, my name is Connie and I'm from San Jose. Going to Margaret's workshop, she laid out everything step by step, and once you just step in and take the first step, you know, everything just seems a lot easier, a lot more organized.
Don't delay. Seating is limited. Email Margaret Jackson today at businessontheedge@coolrain.com. That's KOOLREIGN.com. On the Edge Workshops, building today's American dream.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Here's your Bay Area traffic update, brought to you this time by Garmin. A 580 Livermore trying to recover. The overturned vehicle has been righted and moved out of lanes. West 580 at Portola backed up to North First. Eastbounders stealing a look from about Santa Rita. That'll take a little time to shake loose. South Bay slow spot. Southbound 680 at Jacklin, a wreck there. More slowing past the scene from Landes towards Berryessa. Northbound pretty heavy from Scott Creek and stretches towards Vallecetos Road and Highway 84. South 101 slow from the Great America Parkway to Tully. And in Oakland, expect delays east 580 out of the maze towards Edwards and east 80 out of the maze to San Pablo and Richmond. Reimagined, redesigned, ready to move you. Check out the all-new 2012 Garmin Nuvi personal navigators at Garmin.com. Garmin, follow the leader. For more traffic information, SigAlert.com. Michael Green with Bay Area Traffic.
Did you know that upwards of 70% of all credit reports contain false or inaccurate information? 70%! Inaccurate and false information in your credit report will drive down your FICO score, preventing you from qualifying for a low interest rate on your mortgage, that new car, a business loan, even that new position you've been interviewing for. Take charge of your financial stability and erase inaccurate, false, or misleading information from your credit report today by calling Fix My Score. Call Fix My Score. They'll work on your behalf to dispute false and inaccurate information and repair your credit report. Call Fix My Score and get on the road to a brighter financial future. Call 888-977-1222. 888-977-1222. Your FICO score is your financial barometer. Get that FICO score to the highest possible number and stop paying exorbitant interest rates due to false information. Call Fix My Score. 888-977-1222. 888-977-1222.
Are you tired of paying your money manager massive fees? Are you tired of guessing on stock picks? Are you tired of watching your stock tank right after you buy it? Teacher, entrepreneur of the year, stock trader, talk show host, author, and yes, businessman. Phil Grandy appreciates the working investor, and Phil's Gang understands tight budgets and constrained schedules. That's why at Phil's Gang, we are designed to be there for you around the clock so you can become a better informed trader. One, Phil teaches you how to read, understand, and execute stock traders. Two, Phil's Gang is only $39.95 a month, while competitors and your money managers stab you with mass fees. Three, all Phil's Gang material is archived, so you won't miss Phil's market updates, recommendations, and what Wall Street doesn't want you to know. For only $39.95 a month, it's time to wake up and go to philsgang.com. That's philsgang.com. Don't wait. Go to philsgang.com. That's philsgang.com today.
Thanks for listening to Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're talking to Sabrina Parsons, CEO of Palo Alto Software. If you've been listening or if you're just coming into the show, we're talking about the Business Plan Pro and Live Plan, that the tool that they have for business owners, startup businesses, fantastic to get your business organized and structured. But let me sidetrack for just a second. If you were in earlier when I introduced Sabrina and she talked about her father starting the business, Tim Berry, I just want the audience to understand and know that Sabrina, by her own right, is very formidable in her expertise. She's an internet expert, graduate of Princeton University. And so when you hear her speak and she's sharing the information about the program, please do not think that she's just daddy's little girl. No, she's a history maker and world shaker. And so she's someone to look for in women in technology in today's world, an industry that is currently dominated by men. But we're going to talk a little bit more about Live Plan, Business Plan, and maybe just a snippet on being a woman in technology. How does that work for you? Is there barriers that we need to know about?
There's if you're going to go out there and look for them. I've really always approached everything I do in life with the idea that I'm going to have to prove myself and I have to be more prepared than everybody else. I always do my homework, and so that when I walk into a room, I feel confident about what I know and what I don't know, so that I'm not afraid to ask questions. But I also don't, you know, I'm never going to be the wallflower.
Right.
So, you know, I often get people who question why I'm the CEO of this company, and it must be only because I'm my father's daughter.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I'm okay with it because all they have to do is interact with me and have a business interaction, and they'll see that I'm here because of my passion for business and entrepreneurship and really helping small businesses. And that's what I'm passionate about. And, you know, I think that that's what women have to do. They can't apologize for being women.
That's absolutely fantastic. And, of course, being a woman, I have to applaud that. And here's the thing. And I say this often in my seminars when I do. Typically, my seminars are based with women. The majority of the audience, or when I do a seminar, are women. But I'll do seminars that include men, depending on the type of seminar that it is. The workshops are always open to men and women. But I think that there's something that is necessary that women aren't getting. So I focus some of the training that I do with women so they understand the value that they bring to the table, that we're an added value rather than trying to take something away from the male counterpart. We're not trying to take anything away from you. We're trying to excel with you so we can build a better product or we can deliver a better service.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I think women have a whole different set of strengths that they can bring to the table. Sure. And again, they don't need to apologize for those. They just need to be strong. And I think one thing is, you know, anyone is going to be successful if they do their homework and they're well prepared. And I think that's
absolutely
the most important thing. And women just have to be confident that it's out there. The information is there. You can go to a workshop like yours. You can get the right tool or software. All you need to do is be able to do that research and do your homework and then bring to the table your strengths and don't apologize for your weaknesses, because there's something to be learned from that as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Sabrina Parsons, CEO of Palo Alto Software. And Palo Alto Software is affording our listeners a special offer for their live plan. So you can go to liveplan.com and receive the service for 30 days free. You can work out your business plan online. And like Sabrina said earlier, for those lovers of Mac, and I am one of them, for those lovers of Mac, you can now use you can go online and build a plan and use the code KDOW 11, or you can call Palo Alto Software 800-229-7526 if you want to talk more about it, about their plan. If they have other products, they have Marketing Plan Pro. Sabrina, real quick, tell us some of the other products that you have. We have the Marketing Plan, you have the Business Plan, you have the Live Plan, but there's online resources that you have. We have about 1 minute,
yep.
But there's some online free resources. I don't want to miss that.
Yeah, we've got a website, www.bplans.com, and that website is all about online free resources. The 500 sample business plans that are included in Business Plan Pro, they're actually available free on the web as well. So you can go, you can check them out, you can find one similar to your business. Thousands of articles about starting businesses and about building plans and managing your company.
Right.
There's calculators, so there's a cash flow calculator that you can just plug
right.
some numbers
right.
in.
Fantastic.
So a lot of free tools.
Fantastic. You guys don't want to miss an opportunity to go out there and check out bplan.com. Also, remember, they're sample plans. They're not your plans. So make sure that you critical think and do something that is specific to your business. You're listening to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Here's your Bay Area traffic update brought to you this time by Garmin. A 580 Livermore trying to recover. The overturned vehicle has been righted and moved out of lanes. West 580 at Portola backed up to North First. Eastbounders stealing a look from about Santa Rita. That'll take a little time to shake loose. South Bay slow spot. Southbound 680 at Jacklin, a wreck there. More slowing past the scene from Landes towards Berryessa. Northbound pretty heavy from Scott Creek and stretches towards Vallecitos Road and Highway 84. South 101 slow from the Great America Parkway to Tully. And in Oakland, expect delays east 580 out of the maze towards Edwards and east 80 out of the maze to San Pablo and Richmond. Reimagined, redesigned, ready to move you. Check out the all-new 2012 Garmin Newbie Personal Navigators at Garmin.com. Garmin, follow the leader. For more traffic information, Sigler.com. Michael Green with Bay Area Traffic.
Tell us your vision, your goals, your expectations, and Cool Rain Productions promises to deliver production excellence and will successfully promote your next event, corporate commercial, company event, viral video, you name it, they can produce it. They work with the best of the best to deliver the end result that you can be proud of and depend upon. Their rates are affordable, competitive, and scalable. If you want to look like a winner, you have to work with winners. Cool Rain's owner is award-winning corporate producer, Margaret Jackson, and she knows how to win.
My name is Ruth with FixMyScore.org. I've used Cool Rain Productions as my media producer for print and broadcast. Cool Rain Productions is professional. They've met all my timelines. They listen and understand what I was trying to achieve with my business. They have great ideas and insights. Take your organization to new heights with Cool Rain Productions.
Call today for a free quote on your next winning project. 408-990-5854. That's 408-990-5854. Or visit KOOLREIGN.com. Join Cool Rain Productions in the winner's circle. Tell us your vision, your goals, your expectations.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Shh, no, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Money 2.0, Business on the Edge host Margaret Jackson and owner of Cool Rain Productions is offering affordable business workshops, a low dollar cost with high dollar impact. On the Edge workshops include business planning, social networking, grant writing, advertising using multimedia production, branding strategies, upscale websites on a shoestring budget, and so much more. Email On the Edge Workshop at businessontheedge@coolrain.com and receive a free business analysis. Use the code words On the Edge on 1220.
Hi, my name is Connie, and I'm from San Jose. Going to Margaret's workshop, she laid out everything step by step, and once you just step in and take the first step, you know, everything just seems a lot easier, a lot more organized.
Don't delay. Seating is limited. Email Margaret Jackson today at businessontheedge@coolrain.com. That's KOOLREIGN.com. On the Edge Workshops, building today's American dream.
Washington is hotter than ever. With all the heat between Congress, the White House, and lobbyists, you can depend on Hot Air to shine a light on the issues that matter. Log on to hotair.com and discover something different. Insightful commentary on everything from the economy and the federal deficit to health care and taxation. Hotair.com is the number one political blog online, and it belongs on your online list of favorites. Log on today and find out what you've been missing at hotair.com. Hotair.com.
Did you know that upwards of 70% of all credit reports contain false or inaccurate information? 70%! Inaccurate and false information in your credit report will drive down your FICO score, preventing you from qualifying for a low interest rate on your mortgage, that new car, a business loan, even that new position you've been interviewing for. Take charge of your financial stability and erase inaccurate, false, or misleading information from your credit report today by calling Fix My Score. Call Fix My Score. They'll work on your behalf to dispute false and inaccurate information and repair your credit report. Call Fix My Score and get on the road to a brighter financial future. Call 888-977-1222. 888-977-1222. Your FICO score is your financial barometer. Get that FICO score to the highest possible number and stop paying exorbitant interest rates due to false information. Call Fix My Score. 888-977-1222. 888-977-1222.
Thanks for listening to Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW. It's
not really me, this is Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We've been talking to Sabrina Parsons from CEO of Palo Alto Software. And we also talked about keys and the way that you spend, two of the keys being spending time and money. And if you look at building your business or launching out there as an investment rather than a cost or a bill, then you will certainly go forward in rather than looking at it as a weight on you, but rather something that is going to allow you to build on a new opportunity, a new adventure. I love the commercial that the station put together for me with Connie. Connie came to a workshop and jumped right in, got her fictitious business name, just got moving, and she's been moving ever since. So I'm excited about that. Now, Sabrina, you're still with us, and I want you to take about a minute and just new entrepreneurs or startup businesses or people who are just kind of waiting in the sideline, not sure whether or not they should do anything. And with the way that our economy is, I am a huge, huge advocate of don't not do anything. Doing nothing equals zero. I don't care how you do the math, it still equals zero. So if you can begin to move and do something, what would your advice be to those that are potential entrepreneurs out there? What kind of advice can you give them in about a minute?
I think that what a potential entrepreneur needs to do is really look at the feasibility of their business. Mm-hmm. And basically, that's like a mini business plan.
Sure.
You don't have to get into the big, long strategy document or anything. Look at some calculations of what is my break even? At what point am I going to start making money? What kind of money? What are the startup costs? What is it going to cost me to get going? With those two things, the startup costs and the break even, you can get a sense of, is this business feasible? Am I on the right track? And I think that's really probably the best starting point. Make sure you're headed in the right direction before you get there. And if not, then you can adjust and rethink things.
Fantastic. That is absolutely perfect advice. And on the heel of that, excuse me, I would like to, if you want the Startup Business Tool Pack that includes a cost analysis or a startup checklist, and it also allows you to go through your costs, you can email me at businessontheedge@coolrein.com. That's KOOLREIGN.com. Also, don't forget the special offer from Palo Alto Software, liveplan.com. Service of 30 days free for you to kind of kick that idea around, see whether or not it's going to work, is it viable, and use the code KDOW1111. And also, when you sign up, if the page doesn't really go where it needs to go, just because I did it today, click the refresh button once you put the code in. And when you hit submit, and if nothing changes on the screen, click refresh and it should get you into the tool. It's a fantastic tool. You want to just get out there and take it for a test drive. If you like it, I definitely recommend Business Plan Pro for those that are ready. And for those of you that are tuning in every week, we have local leader, council member Kenton Chu in the studio here November 4th. So stay tuned in. We're going to talk about jobs and we're going to talk about what he's doing in San Jose to make a difference. So again, you've been listening to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, the Bay Area's business leader.